Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. It's the 5th of March and thanks for joining us today. On this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1631 and we travel to Rhode Island in North America and the first Baptist church to be founded in the States. Roger Williams was a Puritan minister born in London and had had a tempestuous relationship with his father, a merchant tailor in Smithfield. Not approving of his son's spiritual conversion, he had sent him to be apprentice of the famous judge Sir Edward Coke. Coke's star was in the ascendancy, and he led the prosecution in several notable cases in Elizabethan England, including those against the infamous gunpowder plot conspirators. And so Coke would prove to be a powerful patron for Williams. Roger Williams was educated at Charterhouse School under Coke's support and also at Pembroke College in Cambridge, where he discovered a gift for languages which propelled him through life. Years later, he tutored John Milton in Dutch and Native American languages in exchange for refresher lessons in Hebrew. After being ordained in the Church of England, he became a Puritan at Cambridge and thus closed off a career in the Anglican Church. He married the daughter of a notable Puritan preacher, and they had six children, all who would be born in America. The future for Roger Williams seemed limited under Archbishop William Laud's rigorous administration. Laud was a firm believer in Episcopalianism, or rule by bishops, and liturgical practices designed to enforce uniformity within the Church of England, which were highly ritualistic and held under deep suspicion by the more radical reformers. Williams began to regard the Church of England as corrupt and false, and had arrived at a separatist position, and so joined a second wave of Puritans to the New World, when he decided he could not remain any longer in England. Arriving in America, Williams also soon proved to be a divisive figure when he started questioning some of the king's charters to colonies because they had not included legitimate purchase of Indian land. Having settled in Salem, which would become notorious because of the witch trials 50 years later, Williams was eventually expelled by the Puritan leaders from the Massachusetts Bay Colony for spreading new and dangerous ideas. He survived the winter after being banished when the local Native Americans offered him shelter at their winter camp. And this relationship with the tribe deepened when he used his linguistic skills to study their languages and wrote the first book on the Narragansett language. He also organized the first attempt to prohibit slavery in any of England's North American colonies. After being expelled for questioning Massachusetts' fusion of church and state, he established the Providence Plantations in 1636 as a refuge offering what he called liberty of conscience. 2 years later, he co-founded the First Baptist Church in America, also known as the First Baptist Church of Providence, with a Dr. John Clark, who established the Baptist Church in Newport, Rhode Island. The world's first Baptist church can be traced 30 years earlier to Amsterdam. And Williams was in many ways a restless soul and did not affiliate himself with any church. He remained interested in the Baptists, agreeing with their rejection of infant baptism and on most other matters. But his passion and perhaps greatest legacy is as a staunch advocate for the separation of church and state. He was convinced that civil government had no basis for meddling in matters of religious belief, and proved to be a profound influence on the founding fathers. Since there is no hierarchical authority, and each Baptist church is autonomous, there is no official set of Baptist theological beliefs. Significant differences exist both among associations and even among churches within the associations, which can create difficulties if you want to understand them as a united ecclesial body. In the 18th and 19th centuries, the First and the Second Great Awakening increased church membership in the United States. And now the Southern Baptist Convention is the world's largest Baptist denomination and seen as a significant political force in North America. It is the largest Protestant and second largest Christian denomination in the United States, smaller only than the Roman Catholic Church, according to self-reported figures of membership. The Baptist World Alliance now counts 47 million people, although it's estimated that less than a half of the world's Baptists are affiliated with this organisation. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us tomorrow if you can, as we look at the birth, the life and the legacy of Michelangelo. Please visit our website for more information on www.pogp.net. And if you'd like to respond directly, then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.